They're angry in Nashville. Protesters took to the streets this week chanting, "Keep country alive. Keep it country.
Keep it country.
At issue is the radio station WSMAM, which is threatening to abandon its format of classic country music and change to sports or talk or news. WSM holds a special place in the hearts of country music fans, and not just in Nashville. For the last 75 years, the 50,000-watt station has broadcast the sounds from the stage of the Grand Ole Opry coast to coast.
And hello, everybody. Here we are with our show. The Grand Ole Opry House is packed, and we're ready to start the shindig. Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain Boys lead off with a good old breakdown. Ida Red, let it go, Roy!
Bill Ivey joins us now from Nashville. He's former head of the Country Music Foundation. And I wonder if you can explain why this format change, possible format change, is such a big deal.
Well, people are upset because the radio station, WSMAM, does have a distinguished history in country music, particularly because of its relationship with the Grand Ole Opry. I think that they are coming at the 11th hour to the owners of that station and saying, you know, stand up and act like a cultural institution, pay attention to America's cultural heritage, and set aside some of your commercial interests and keep this station connected with its country music heritage.
I read that the country singer Marty Stewart said that if the format change does go ahead, he said, to me, it's like busting down one of the national monuments in Washington.
It may be true, but the fact is that in American society, most of our cultural heritage is maintained by for-profit corporations, not by Washington-style cultural institutions.
And the company that owns WSM points out that ratings have been slipping. The station, I think, lost $1.5 million last year. It seems like they could make a good argument that it is time for a change.
I think they've made that argument. And unfortunately, ever since the FCC rules changed allowing individual companies to own dozens and, in fact, even hundreds of radio stations, the centralization of broadcasting has tended to push stations like WSM, those that have been devoted to heritage country music programming, and other niche markets within radio, push those stations off to the margins. And I would hope that as a change like this occurs, that our regulatory agencies would begin to look at the cultural impact of their regulations as well as the financial impact.
It sounds like the plan is that the company that owns the station would syndicate the Grand Ole Opry show.
Yes.
So conceivably, you could argue that more people around the country might be able to hear it if it were syndicated.
Well, I think that could happen. And I think that's a challenge facing many creators and distributors of art in the contemporary environment, to fill gaps that are being created as broadcasting itself becomes more and more centralized.
I wonder what would be lost, though. The Grand Ole Opry has, since its beginning, been associated with this station in this place.
Well, I think something would be lost. The Opry itself is certainly the mother church of country music and deserves to be heard, and I think deserves to survive perhaps not so much as a commercial live radio show forced to contribute to a corporate bottom line, but rather I think it needs to be seen as a great cultural institution that would stand beside our great symphony orchestras, our great opera companies, and other cultural institutions that are not necessarily forced to think about how profitable they can be.
How would you go about accomplishing that?
Well, I think that alliances with not-for-profit organizations could perhaps find a way to bring public support to an institution like the Opry through routes other than simply ticket sales or the sale of advertising on the radio program.
And in the meantime, what do you think WSM does with its slogan, "Committed to Country, Always Have Been, Always Will Be"?
Well, I think in the world of broadcasting, we're probably going to see fewer and fewer slogans of that sort in the first part of this century than we did perhaps in the last 25 or 30 years of the last one.
Bill Ivey, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Bill Ivey is the former head of the Country Music Foundation and the National Endowment for the Arts. He's currently a visiting professor at Vanderbilt University.
Take me back to my old Colorado.